Today's Christmas, and I'm sitting once again in the hall of this hotel to find a more private place to record. I've had Christmas before with other girlfriends, I think it's one boyfriend's family, my ex-wife's family. This is the first time I've had a Christmas where there were children. I think it's sort of obvious that it's a children's holiday, but I've spent much more of my life thinking of Hanukkah as a children's holiday. It's a bit like a crazed, not a riot. It's like so much going on at once, and there's so, like, abundantly much, at least there was at this one. I guess everyone's maybe not fortunate, I'm sure, enough to make it be that abundant, but it struck me that that was the goal of it. To feel like there's just more than you can imagine. There's more food and gifts, and focuses on them and what they want. Everyone's watching each other. I don't know. It felt very not Jewish. Although Jews, I know Jews have Christmas. I wonder what it's like when they do it. That would be interesting to see. I was so jealous as a kid of Christmas because I'd come back to school and all the other kids would have all this stuff and it looked so cool and great and indulgent and what they wanted. But then I got kind of payback as an adult where I didn't have to worry about planning for it. But it was fun, like any gift giving, it's always fun to come up with what you think will make someone happy. That was fun. And the kids were fun. I felt so Jewish. But pretty comfortable. But definitely like, yeah, this thing where you just give people stuff and you don't worry about expecting anything in return. That's not a Jewish holiday. Yeah, the Santa Claus thing. Yeah. We went for a walk. It was the highlight of the day, as it has been every day we've been here, because it's so... light is so remarkable and diffuse and different every time, completely different than the beautiful light of New Mexico or the beautiful light of West Texas. It's not that the sky even feels that spacious to me, but the light feels like it just hangs in the air and it's maybe being held by the clouds and by the snow. It's so still. We saw a moose on the way back, right in front of our hotel. This giant bull moose with antlers as big as my arms outstretched. It was one of those chin beard, like the hanging down soul patch of animals. Chewing slowly, completely chill, sort of like a bear mode. Lying there, some galloping the other day, but lying there, everybody steered around, walked on the ice, even more thin ice to get around the moose so they and their dogs wouldn't go near the moose. I felt safer with the moose than I felt with Christmas most of my life. I just wasn't worried about the moose coming near me. And I loved how, just by lying there, it felt for him, to me, it felt like, yeah, you humans can come build stuff. It's still my place. It's still as much as you think you've created something. It can go just as easily. It only takes one of me to make this seem like a very different place. What are you doing here? It's cold. Mac can lie down in the cold. Doesn't affect me. So, I made it through the holiday, I think, pretty well. I think it went pretty well. Definitely made me think about self-soothing. I mean, that's sort of what makes and helps groups of people get along. Because either they're doing the emotional labor of soothing each other, and the more everyone can soothe themselves, the easier it is for any group of people to be together, especially people who grew up together. I don't know what's harder, people who don't know each other at all, or people who know each other completely. Yeah. A world where everyone could soothe themselves, even a room, that would be a step. step forward. I'd put that in my State of the Union plans if I was ever president, which I can't be, but that seems to me to be the first thing to shoot for. It's what I'm still working on. Hope you guys had a good day.